Fritz, I didn't know that I'd signed a contract to teach a six-month class. I thought it was just a few minutes here, but anyway. So how do we know what God wants us to do? How does the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us? And so this morning I've been asked to share how God guided Beth and me to Nigeria. Beth to teach at Hillcrest School, a school for missionary children, and me to work for an organization distributing Bibles and Christian books in Nigeria. So let me begin by listing a few ways that the Holy Spirit has guided in our lives, and then tell the specific story about how we ended up in Nigeria. So how does God guide us? And listen to this, and then as I tell the story, you'll see some of these taking place. First, he does through his word, the Bible. God gives us principles by which to live, and he directs us through the Bible. And God never directs us contrary to his word. Next, God gives each one of us unique abilities and interests and passions. Each one of us is different. And so we are called to serve God in different ways. Isn't that great? The Holy Spirit also directs and guides us through our circumstances, the families and communities that we were born into, and the jobs that we got, and the jobs that end. All of these things can guide and direct us. And God also speaks to us through other people in our lives, and sometimes even directly. And God leads us. And when we look at what he is doing, and then he asks us to join him in his work. So how did these principles work in leading Beth and me to Nigeria? One of my passions growing up was reading. If I had the choice between going to get a hamburger or going to the Christian bookshop in our city, it was hands down. I wanted to go to the bookshop. And the way I got my exercise as a reader was to ride my bike 2 miles to the library and 2 miles back. And when I read almost everything in that library, then I had to ride my bike 5 miles to the big city library. And that's how I got my exercise. Well, toward the end of high school, I thought I would like to manage a Christian bookstore. And I also applied to Multnomah School of the Bible and was accepted. After Multnomah, I worked at Unilit, a Christian book distributor owned by Tyndale House Publishers. I was finally working with Christian books and Bibles and loving it. I ended up managing warehouses across the U.S. for another Christian distributor that bought Unilit, and that was called Spring Arbor. And then that company was sold to a large secular book distributor called Ingram Book Company. And in 1999, our offices in Michigan were closing and being moved to Nashville. Now, I like to tell people that Beth and I are very spiritually perceptive. And we knew there was going to be a major change coming in our lives because my employment was changing. Well, our church fellowship in Ann Arbor, Grace Bible Church, held an annual missions conference. And if you were to attend one of those, it's more like an annual missions extravaganza. It's wonderful. And at that time in 1999, as we knew my employment would be changing, the theme of the annual missions conference was, be ready to go, but be willing to stay. In other words, God gives direction to those who are open to his direction. God gives direction to those who are open to his direction. We were also studying a book by Henry Blackaby, Experiencing God. And in that book, Blackaby told us that God led by showing us where he was working and inviting us to join him in his work. John 5:19 says, so Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He only does what he sees his Father doing. What the Father does, the Son also does. Another second important principle. Look around you and watch and discern how God is working and join him in his work, just as Jesus did. And that is what Beth and I did to the best of our abilities. We also learned through that study that if we want to know what God wants us to do in the future, we should probably look and see how God has been using us in the past. And of course, that makes sense with our unique abilities and interests and passions. Often he will lead you in the future to do the similar kinds of things as you've done in the past. So as we prayed and thought, we started looking for opportunities to serve God in Christian literature. And so the Holy Spirit led us through the internet to an opportunity to go to Nigeria. I also had an offer from Ingram Book Company to relocate to Nashville. So we prayed, Nigeria or Nashville? Nashville or Nigeria? And God gave very specific direction. I woke up one night in the middle of the night in the Holiday Inn in Newport, Tennessee, and it was as if God had spoken in an audible voice. I have not called you to book distribution, what I would do with Ingram Book Company. I have called you to Christian book distribution, the opportunity in Nigeria. Beth and I took a trip to Nigeria to check it out. When we arrived in Jos, in the middle of Nigeria, where we would live for 13 years, God worked out many of the details in a remarkable way. And I'll move through that quickly. The Andersons, who were our hosts during that trip, told us that things never worked out as easily as they did during that trip. There was a severe housing shortage in Jos. Hillcrest School, where our sons would go to high school, had no openings for our sons, Bob and Ted. But at the end of just a couple of days, we had a home to stay in. Bob and Ted were accepted into Hillcrest School, and Beth was offered a job teaching at the same school. I could give you more details, maybe at dinner time or something, but it was amazing how it was all set up. And later, all the furniture and everything we needed to set up a house, couches, tables, chairs, spoons, forks, plates, pots, and pans were all given to us. And the Andersons assured us that God was showing us that we absolutely needed to come. Now only the funding, only the money that was needed was left. Without going into details again, I was at the Christian Booksellers Annual Convention in Nashville. On Sunday night, over the phone, Beth asked, "When will we know about the money?" As I pondered that, I felt that God was leading me to talk to Paul, an acquaintance of ours, and ask for $50,000 and another $50,000 as a matching gift to encourage our friends to give. But I prayed, "God, you send Paul to me." And he did. Paul sought me out and asked about our trip to Nigeria. Then he asked, "If the money is available, are you ready to go?" I said we were. He told me he had another meeting and turned to leave. I hadn't asked yet. And then again, I heard a quiet voice, "Don't ask. I will ask for you." Later that day, another friend, Kim, was coming down the escalator and saw me. "Have you talked to Paul?" he asked. "No," I answered. He rode back up the escalator and a few minutes later returned with Paul. "We have decided to give a gift of $50,000 and a matching gift of $50,000. You said you were ready to go. Now you can." There were many other indications through circumstances that this was exactly what God's path was for us. And if you want to ask about some of these, I can tell you. But our pastor and my mother were also seeking confirmation. And again, God gave it to them in a remarkable way. God's direction is not always that clear, but this time it was. It was as if we were traveling down the interstate, and in front of us there were barriers and lights flashing from police cars and a sign at the side of the road that said, "Ewalt's exit here to Nigeria." And to do anything else, we knew, would be to resist God's direction for us. Does that mean that while we were there, everything was always wonderful and God's direction was always perfectly clear? No. And what about when it was time for us to leave Nigeria? It was a difficult decision, but it was also clear, mostly from the circumstances surrounding both Beth's teaching job and my literature ministry, along with our family circumstances, that it was time for us to return to the U.S. and our family. And that was amply confirmed after we got here. Some of you know about the time, it was just a month after we got here, and we were down at Lassen Pines, and we heard that our two-year-old grandson had brain cancer. And I'm sure God wanted us here for that time. But let me reemphasize two important lessons we learned on this journey. First of all, the Holy Spirit gives direction. He leads those who are willing to follow His direction. He leads those who are willing to follow His direction. And secondly, God leads by showing us where He is working, and He invites us to join Him in His work. And that is what we pray God will do here at Grace Bible Fellowship this year and in the years to come. And that is what we pray God will do for each of you in your lives. And please pray for Beth and I as well, Beth and me, as we continue to seek how God would lead us in the future.